joined by Simon Hardy, who's a British student, and you're currently on the edge of Tahrir Square, is that right?
Yes, we've come out near Ramsey Street, which is the main highway, and that is where most of the footage that we've seen on TV of the pitched battle of last night took place. There's been a...
You called in to say you saw sniper fire from the Hilton roof, is that right?
Yes, there's three men on top of the Hilton roof. Some shots rang out maybe about half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. The doctors say about four or five people were hit. Two people were killed. One person was shot. One person was shot in the head. Everyone was saying it's the police or the security forces that have done it.
We got similar reports from our correspondents there. Who was targeted, as far as you could see?
It's hard to say. I mean, there's been constant skirmishes near the edge of Tahrir Square all day, just rock throwing. There's more shots coming out.
Are you safe?
I think so. I mean, as safe as you can be in these situations, I suppose. I think that's just the army probably firing blanks to try and separate the two different groups of protesters. They're telling me to come behind a tank. Hold on. So there's been rocks throwing on and off all day, and then these shots rang out about 45 minutes ago, and it just seemed like two protesters, I don't know who they were killed. And then after that, there's been a sort of a surge of anti-government protesters out of Tahrir Square. They've driven the pro-government protesters off of the main bypass bridge, which they've held all day and have been using it to throw rocks into Tahrir Square. We've driven them right the way back now. This is the furthest I've come out of Tahrir Square all day. And so they've really pushed people out. It seems there's not anywhere near as many pro-government forces tonight as there was last night. So and Tahrir Square is still full. It's absolutely full of anti-Mubarak protesters. So in that sense, the balance of strength is on the side of the people in Tahrir Square.
How come you're out there?
There's actually some of us out there out here at the moment from Britain. We wanted to come out and really experience what was going on in Egypt. We've been taking part in the student protest recently, and it just seems that what is happening in Egypt and Tunisia and the other protests in Jordan and Yemen are just absolutely historical events. It's the Middle East 1989, and I think it's important that people can come out here and really see what is going on. So when we go back to Britain, we can talk about it and explain it to people, because this is absolutely historic what is happening here.
Are you watching or taking part?
At the moment, we're just kind of filming and talking to people, and I mean, my sympathy lies with the people in Tahrir Square who are against Mubarak. I won't compromise on that, as it were. But at the moment, we're just filming and talking to people, and people in the square, people are saying, you know, tell the truth, tell the world the truth about what is going on here, and how unpopular Mubarak is, and how popular the anti-government movement is. So that's really what we're trying to help do.
How old are you, and what are you studying?
I'm 29. I'm studying international relations and politics. So I'm kind of experiencing politics as it is.
Just describe the scene earlier in Tahrir Square.
What's been happening today? Well, we got there at 11 o'clock. It was still filling up with people. Just rallies. There's a number of speaker systems set up at different corners of the square, and people come up and give speeches, and then there's music, and there's lots of chanting. So there's a really political atmosphere here. Then there's just a lot of people just kind of sitting around and drinking tea and talking and, you know, debating with each other and so on. But at the different ends of the square, there are barricades set up, usually with tanks, but then also just with kind of corrugated iron sheets, rocks, burnt out cars, anything that people can find to block the street off. And they've been the kind of flashpoints of intermittent kind of rock throwing as pro-Mubarak forces in groups of 50 or 100 or larger sort of turned up randomly throughout the day and started lobbing rocks and Molotov cocktails at people. So it's been a bit mixed. Like, if you stand in one part of the square, it's very peaceful and there's music playing. And if you go to another part of the square, there's people kind of throwing rocks and coming back covered in blood and everything like that.
How long have you been there?
Been here since yesterday. We're going to leave on Sunday. So tomorrow is the big demonstration. They're calling it Departure Day. They're expecting it to be bigger than the demonstration on Tuesday. This time more determined, because before Tuesday, it had been relatively peaceful since the Friday when the police were driven off the streets. But after the violence of last night, it hasn't put people off. If anything, it's made people even more determined to come out here and defy the government. There's a real opinion amongst the protesters here that the great majority of people who have been attacking them have been police officers with their uniforms off, various security services, people who have been given drugs and weapons and told to attack them and so on. And we've had lots of people come up to us throughout the day showing us police ID cards that they claim they took from people who have been part of the pro-government demonstration. So there's a real sense that the regime is desperately trying to clear out Tahrir Square before the mass demonstration tomorrow. If it is 2 million, 3 million or larger and there's strikes, then it does seem difficult to see how Mubarak can hold on for much longer.
How many are in your group?
At the moment, there's just two of us, but there's other people here from, I know some people here from Manchester and places like that, for instance. So I think it's very important that people come and show solidarity. There's other Europeans here that I've met from kind of Denmark and Italy and places like that. Not all of them are journalists. Some of them are, you know, people who are living in Egypt who wanted to see what was going on. Other people, I think, have flown out here specially. So
it almost sounds a bit like sort of protest terrorism. Tourism. I beg your pardon.
Definitely from us, we're going to go back and there's going to be public meetings to discuss what is happening here. So it's not sort of that kind of protest tourism, as you say. But I think there's a very basic act of solidarity. Like people are actually glad we're here. People want to talk to us. They want us to go back and say, talk to The Guardian or, other news websites and newspapers and give a different perspective than you might get just from an ordinary sort of paid journalist, for instance, or definitely the state media. So I think for the people here, it's been very important to see other people coming. And it's a bit like, with Nicaragua in the 1980s, when lots of people went over from Europe and the United States to have solidarity with the Sandinistas. I think that the international brigades who went to Spain to help in the fight against Franco, I don't think those people were tourists. They felt there was a very basic act of international solidarity with what they thought was a progressive cause.
Okay, but aren't you concerned for your safety?
A little bit, but, I've been on demonstrations in Britain in the last few months where riot police have, beaten people up and, acted in quite a terrorising way. So, obviously I'm a bit concerned, but I think also we have to face facts that when these kind of historic events happen like this, there's a certain amount of force involved on both sides, both the state and the people who are protesting against it. And, you can't be too squeamish about these kinds of things. I think it's important to understand why it happens and, to not let that sort of scare people in the sense of the kind of solidarity that they feel towards it.
Well, thanks for speaking to us. Cheers, Simon.
That's okay. Thank you very much.